If confirmed, Christopher Wray will head an agency that the public knows through popular culture. NPR's Vanessa Romo reports on the FBI and TV and movies.
There's an image that comes to mind when you think about the FBI lawman, and it's this guy.
I heard something about you today, lawyer.
You did? What?
You're going to be a big G-man.
That's right.
Remember to keep your tin badge in Washington. If you come around here sticking your puss in our affairs, you'll get a belly full of this.
That's the 1935 hit G-Men. And that image of the clean-cut and uncorruptible agent was the invention of J. Edgar Hoover, the father of the agency. And by the way, G-Man stands for government man. Here's Ronald Kessler, the author of Secrets of the FBI.
He realized that he could create these images of the G-Men as superheroes, like Superman. And that helped him stay in office, and it also helped the FBI do its work.
Apparently, along with some highly illegal abuses of power, investigating anyone he found threatening, Hoover was also acting as a sort of Hollywood movie producer, even taking an active hand in comic book representations of the agency. More recently, Hollywood has suggested that there are special agents devoted to the paranormal. You know what I'm talking about.
Agent Mulder, I'm Dana Scully. I've been assigned to work with you.
So who did you take off to get stuck with this detail, Scully?
So my question to Kessler, does this kind of department exist?
No, nothing like that, no.
It's imperative I get a second opinion. So I turn to Annie Jacobson, national security journalist and author of the book Phenomena.
I'm really hoping that you can tell me that there is sort of an X-Files type of department within the FBI.
I would have to say that there is.
Just to reiterate here, Jacobson is an expert on the government's investigations into extrasensory perception and psychokinesis. That's when you can move things with your mind.
My reasoning is this. We know that there is that department inside CIA and also inside the Pentagon. And history tells us that this department existed in the 50s. I write about it in my book.
Then there are the profilers, which audiences love. The most famous was technically a trainee.
Dr. Lecter, my name is Clarice Starling. May I speak with you?
May I see your credentials?
Certainly.
And let's not forget cherry pie-loving Special Agent Dale Cooper, who's returned to Twin Peaks 25 years after Laura Palmer's gruesome death.
Lunch was $6.31 at the Lamplighter Inn. Damn good food. Diane, if you ever get up this way, that cherry pie is worth a stop.
Obviously, neither Agent Cooper nor Scully and Mulder or even Johnny Utah will be reporting to Christopher Wray. But there's one man who could be, acting director Andrew McCabe. He recently said this about the agency.
You cannot stop the men and women of the FBI from doing the right thing, protecting the American people and upholding the Constitution.
Now that's a line from the movies. Vanessa Romo, NPR News, Washington.